And good evening, or good morning, wherever you are around this beleaguered planet of ours. Here in the U.S., things get to be every day more intense all the time. We're going to go over and talk to Terrible Tim this first hour tonight in merry old England and find out what he has to say over there about a number of things. Are you there, Tim?
Yeah, I'm here, Jeff.
What's the latest over there in the UK press about the status of Julian Assange? Let me tell you what we're hearing here. There are rumors, rampant rumors. He's dead, that Pamela Anderson took him that vegan lunch and poisoned him. He may be in a coma, someone else said. Others said that he may have been somehow abducted by the Brits from the Ecuadorian embassy, which, by the way, cut off his internet. It wasn't the UK that did it. It was obviously a threat from the US to the Ecuadorians. They cut off Julian Assange's internet. That he may have been taken out the back door, put on a CIA rendition plane, and flown to either North or South Carolina, I believe, and then from there on down to Guantanamo. Nobody knows. He hasn't been seen for 3 days, to my knowledge, and all he needs to do, being well aware of the situation, as I'm sure he is stand up in the window and wave at a few people. I'm here, I'm alive, I'm okay. Meanwhile, WikiLeaks dropped another load of Podesta emails today. And clearly, they're not going to stop WikiLeaks by harming or interfering or otherwise putting Julian Assange in a vacation home in Guantanamo. It ain't going to work. There's more coming. And it's going to get hot. Now, the National Enquirer, Tim, over here, has put out a cover story today. I've got it up. A lot of people do. That the man who worked for Hillary for a long time procuring sexual partners for her has gone public now and explained what he did, that he would procure men and women for her, that she is a sexual predator and a sexual fiend, according to some. This is a very big story. Any other candidate would be done, finished. She's still standing. She's not dead yet. Tomorrow night, as you know, is the last debate, if you want to call it a debate. We'll watch again as, no doubt, if she shows up, and after the Inquirer and the WikiLeaks, I don't know, pumped up with pharmaceuticals. She was so high last time. She was looking reasonably good and chipper, except at the end. The last 10, 15 minutes, she was dragging. The drugs were wearing off, whatever they were. She was babbling. Words were appearing in sentences that they had no bearing or basis to be in. She was babbling. So she was finished after 90 minutes. We'll see what happens. How does it look over there with respect, first of all, Tim, to Julian Assange? What are you hearing? Anything?
No, the only thing we're hearing was on RT, you know, the Russian propaganda network, that the Ecuadorians have cut off Assange's internet access in their embassy. The latest breaking news.
Well, we haven't heard anything except for the rumors I related to you. In about a day now, that he's dead, he's in a coma, that he's in Guantanamo.
Well, you know, it's so easy for the British government to kill him deniably, you know, if they want. You simply fire a maser beam the guy's brain with millimeter wave. You can see through brick walls. Aim it at his head, and the guy gets a stroke.
If you were Julian Assange and Pamela Anderson showed up at the embassy with a vegan lunch for you, and you knew that Pamela Anderson was a dyed-in-the-wool Hillary Clinton supporter, would you eat that vegan lunch?
I wouldn't eat the vegan lunch because I only eat meals where the animals have screamed,
suffered, and died. I understand. Mm. Yeah, okay, I got you. We know. That's why it's terrible.
You couldn't force me at gunpoint to eat a vegan meal.
Anyway, that's not the point. Let's just call it a lunch. Now, knowing that you are doing grievous damage to Hillary, Not that it may be enough, I don't know. But if Pamela Anderson, a Hillary fan, shows up after you've been just nailing her with email after email, dump, 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 would you have eaten that lunch? I'm not saying Pamela Anderson poisoned Julian. I would never make such a statement like that. But I'm telling you, it's a little dicey.
As I say, Pammy would never do a thing like that.
She's
You know, she's too blonde and ex-beautiful to, you know, even contemplate that, Jeff. You've got to be the real world.
Are you age-shaming Pamela Anderson, Tim?
Most certainly. If you compare her now to, you know, her heyday, we can see the aging process has taken its toll, Jeff.
I'm afraid that it is obvious, yes, and it does happen. That's called life.
The British government, I think, have been remarkably docile and
they could have killed him at any time. Your point
exactly.
is well taken.
One must be truthful that the British government in this case of from their own standards have been remarkably
restrained.
Gentle.
The reason they've been restrained is because of what they call the dead man switch.
You obviously must have an enormous amount of information that is so damaging, if released,
I agree.
Killing him wouldn't be worth the effort, Joe.
It would trigger the release, is what it would do. That's a dead
exactly.
man switch.
But, you know, these days, killing people, as the CIA explained to me, is just so easy with microwaves.
Well, it's like pulling a tissue out of a box. It's nothing.
Yeah. You just aim a maser for your listeners is a microwave laser. It's just a beam of microwaves, but in all coherent like a laser beam with coherent photons. And it's the microwave version of a laser, but in the microwave range, just like your microwave oven, which is what around about 2.3 gigahertz.
Gigs, yeah.
And this beam just goes. It just shone at the head, and you can imagine it has the same effect as putting your head in a microwave, but only where the beam hits the cranium. So you can imagine it basically hits the head. Heats up the blood vessel or the brain tissue, rupturing it and causing an embolism, and that the guy then gets or the woman gets a brain hemorrhage. Because, of course, they've got ruptured blood vessel in the brain, and of course They then have to be hospitalized, and depending upon, once they're in a hospital bed, you can then microwave them in the hospital bed again and kill them. So it's all deniable, because you can't see laser beams, it's... Now the British government or the American government or the German government or the French government can kill anyone they wish, apart from me, of course, because I've got a steel Faraday cage room. So, they've been trying desperately to kill me for years, but can't because they can't fire a maser beam through the window because glass stops 10% of microwave, brick walls stop 50%, but with a maser beam, you can imagine it if you're stopping 50%, but it's pumping the power output, 850 watts, 900 watts of a microwave oven at a small bit of your brain from a distance. Your dog meat. You can simply kill your neighbor by just defeating the switch on the microwave oven, opening the door, and then pressing it. You know, if you live in a flat, and then just pressing it against the wall, turn the power on, go out next to their bed next door. So killing people with microwaves is just so easy. And that's why all of the Western governments use it, because it's totally deniable. So you can see, of course, that killing Assange is child's play. They haven't. Just switching off his internet access is, in the government game, the most gentle, pleasant way of, rapping someone on the wrist, because normally they kill people.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the British government killed John Smith, the leader of the Labour Party, to get Tony Blair in power so he could then do Washington's bidding. Robin Cook, the Foreign Secretary, mm-hmm. who resigned because he was against the Iraq war, he was also killed with microwave, both of them out walking, so you don't have to fire the microwave maser at the head, you fire it at the chest, and gives you a heart attack. And it's all in the DIA documents I had in my first book, in the back, whole section on microwaves, and of course these, causing heart attacks was in the documents. So the bit in it was redacted, but, I've got the unredacted version from a colleague of mine who sits on all the government committees. So, killing people now is absolute child's play. If you're still alive, then you're not, not doing enough to upset them. It's only people like me that have Faraday cage rooms and microwave their clothes every time they go out, so there's no targeting tags in them. Mm-hmm. They use Toshiba spray-on tags in the UK on me because they go completely, they go completely barking mad. They can't do anything, with their microwave because they've got no targeting. They have to basically do it by hand, and that is very, very inaccurate. So they put it in the tag of, where your label is on your shirt or in your car behind the headrest. Then the computer knows exactly where your head is and can keep focusing on your head no matter where you are. But without the targeting tags, they've been trying to kill me with microwave, for 20 years. The technology is less than useless. And with a steel room mm-hmm. where they can't target you in a in your bed when you're sitting down, even an MI5 idiot can fire at someone's head sleeping on the bed, with a steel room, that's totally defeated. So you can see Julian Assange, certainly isn't doing anything to really upset the apple cart. Otherwise, they'd have killed him years ago, Jeff.
Well, it's even if they did kill him, they wouldn't get rid of the information that WikiLeaks has. And these are very smart people.
No. If the U.S. government really wanted,
remember, they killed his attorney 2 months ago. They got accidentally fell in front of a train.
If the British and the American governments and the European governments wanted to stop it, they could, because they'd simply
kill everyone.
They get all the WikiLeaks people. They just rendite them all, and they would simply close down all of the servers, hunt down all the information. Don't be under any illusion draconian the Western police state will be if there is anything which threatens it to an existential state. Apart from me, of course, right. I'm using psychic warfare to convert Hillary into Ariel Sharon, a walking cabbage.
A lot of people would support that, Tim. Yeah?
And I'm simply wandering around, taking the piss out of the British government. But that's only allowed because, I'm a member of their Illuminati cult, and they're more scared of Lucifer and the repercussions of assassinating me than someone like Julian Assange. I mean, Julian Assange isn't in the cult. He's not one of the club. And
that's right.
He's, you know, if he was causing anything of any import, they would simply terminate him. You know, be under no illusions.
Well, let me say one thing. The dumps so far, especially on Hillary's campaign chairman, John Podesta, have been severely damaging. And the inside word is that Hillary and her daughter, and Bill doesn't give a damn about much of anything, are in beyond rage. She had a meltdown, by the way, early last month. Fascinating reading about that. One of the NBC put on this presidential forum. They each spoke, but they didn't see each other for a half an hour, I believe. And she had a meltdown afterward because of the question that was asked of her by the moderator. And I'll get to that in a minute. Go ahead. Let's wrap up this Assange thing.
Yeah, so you know, from the British government's point of view, it's not as clear cut. They're not in bed with Hillary Clinton, because from the point of Theresa May, who for you Americans is our new prime minister after Cameron was destroyed. By Brexit, he's no longer even an MP. He's now doing the speaking circuit. He's basically been hung, drawn, and quartered and kicked out. Strangely, I predicted I would do him in, but that's an aside. But from the British government's point of view, they're not pro-Clinton because, of course, if America starts a war with Russia in Syria and has another hot war in the Ukraine, which Hillary wants, and decides to go after China in the South China Sea, and decides to go after Iran, and decides to go after North Korea, from the British point of view, they've got this big lump of rock sitting in the Canary Islands, ready to be dropped by the Russians in a fit of pique, which will then liberate the UK from
any more worldly doings.
Exactly. So from the British government's point of view, it's not as clear cut as you would think. They're not rooting for Hillary Clinton because, simply put, Theresa May and the British government are not very happy that there's going to be a big tidal wave coming up the Thames, smashing the Thames barrier, leveling London, and all of the reactors in France will Fukushima, and they'll get a bad hair day, Jeff. So that's why the British government's not particularly bothered that Assange is hammering Hillary, simply out of self-preservation.
Got it. Here's the very latest. I just got this. This is apparently Associated Press, and the headline reads, Ecuador, we have temporarily restricted Assange's internet. The Ecuadorian government acknowledged on Tuesday, that's today, that it cut off WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange internet access at its embassy in London after the whistleblowing site published a trove of damaging emails from Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. The foreign ministry said that while it stands by its 2012 decision to grant Assange asylum based on legitimate concerns he faces political persecution, it does respect other nations' sovereignty and doesn't interfere or support any candidate in foreign elections. The decision to make this information public is the exclusive responsibility of the WikiLeaks organization, the foreign ministry said in a statement. The recognition of the reprimand comes less than 24 hours after Wiki tweeted that Ecuador had cut off Assange's access. So it appears that he's alive and well and has temporarily been restricted. Now, I would submit that John Kerry and others have put on enormous pressure on Ecuador, obviously, to shut him down temporarily, as in perhaps until the election.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Ecuadorians, it makes sense not to bait the Americans, because it doesn't take them much to get into their regime change mode.
Their drone mode.
Having a regime change in Ecuador is very easy. Remember, and you know, one of the heads of state in South America had an accident this week. I think it was in was it Bolivia or something. So it's madness to bait the Americans. Because, of course, lethal repercussions come your way, unless you're me, of course, and you're slowly turning Hillary Clinton's brain to a vegetable. But, you know, I'm a special case.
Pretty well on its way already.
For a normal country, you don't do anything to interfere with the American leadership, because they always reply with lethal force, unless, of course, you're me.
Well, they love to kill people. That's the bottom line. Okay. Yeah, I got some things to do here. We're gonna go through the break. I was looking for a video, and where did it go? All right. Meanwhile, Donald Trump last week announced essentially that he has declared war on the international globalist bankster elite. Of course, and the tendrils that are all over the nation's capital here. Now, that was an amazing statement.
You mean the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers?
And the Clintons and the Bushes and the Obamas and anybody else whose name you may or may not know. Everyone, including Soros. All right, now here's his latest speech today. Donald Trump has taken the gloves off. There's no doubt about it. He's dropping nuclear bombs on Congress. Let me play a little bit of this today, and you'll catch on real quick. He actually mentioned term limits, which I've been thinking about my entire life. That was the only way you can really rehabilitate this government, by putting term limits on the professional career political criminals we call senators and congressmen. Here's Mr. Trump.
Or you can remotely kill them, introduce psychic
that
warfare,
too.
Publicize it, and then you just kill senators and congressmen.
Hold on, here we go. If I'm elected president, Donald says, I will push
for a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all members of Congress. Right? They've been talking about that for years. Decades of failure in Washington and decades of special interest dealing must and will come to an end. And by the way, did you see the protesters yesterday, where they call them? The protesters are paid a lot of money by the DNC. And I kept saying, I wonder why those people are here. Because they never seem to have much in their mind other than stand up and protest. And yesterday it came out, but it was barely covered by the media. But it's all over the internet. They were busted. They were paid $1,500 each. They were given cell phones. Go up and disturb Trump rallies. And I sort of always knew it. In Chicago, even last night, we had people stand up for no reason. It's like, what are they doing here? And can you imagine? That's a big story, hardly covered by the media. So bad. We're also going to create a new government that answers to the people. Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt person ever to run for the presidency.
Crowd saying, lock her up, lock her up.
She shouldn't be allowed to run for the presidency after what she's done, I'll tell you. It's true. Newly released, 2 days ago, FBI documents reveal just how deep the corruption goes. The Undersecretary of State, Patrick Kennedy, illegally pressured the FBI to unclassify emails from Hillary Clinton's illegal server. It's hard to believe. And nothing happens to her. Folks, and nothing ever happens. In other words, the State Department was trying to cover up Hillary's crime of sending classified information on a server our enemies could easily access.
She didn't even have a password.
The FBI documents show that Patrick Kennedy made the request for altering classification as part of a very, very serious quid pro quo. Not allowed to do it.
Quid pro quo means bribery.
This is a
bribery.
Corruption. Yesterday I said Undersecretary Kennedy must immediately resign. The media barely covers this event, by the way. This is a bigger event than Watergate, and they practically refuse to cover it. Today, I'm calling for him to be fired. Clinton and her cronies have sacrificed your security, your family's safety, and your country's safety as though it meant nothing at all to her. There's never been a time in our country's history where anything like this has gone on. And the FBI, there must be people in there, based on what you read, that are ashamed of what's happened. And the Department of Justice, there must be people in there that are ashamed, absolutely ashamed of what's been going on. This truly is many times worse than Watergate. And we're going to put an end to it on November 8th.
Okay, just an excerpt from his hour-long speech today. The guy's turned into a great communicator. He's never seen a teleprompter until a couple months ago. He's a master of it now. But he's speaking directly to the people. He's not reading words or acting. He's got a very special gift, this guy.
And well, that doesn't matter, Jeff, because, the Rothschilds are going to rig the election.
They are already caught registering over 4 million illegals and dead people.
Exactly. I mean, this is going to be the most rigged election
in the history
of America. You know, don't worry about flying chads. This is just
hanging chads.
This is going to be downright criminality on a scale you've never ever seen.
Yep.
And power of the Rothschild banking cartel. Headed by their U.S., the governor of the U.S. That rules for the Jacob Rothschild in London, Lynn Rothschild. They're all, they've all prepared the massive rigging of the election, Jeff.
It's huge. I'm wondering what, and believe me, the Trump people understand exactly what's going on. Especially with WikiLeaks, those 1,700 emails were just dumped. I've forgotten the total number, but they have learned so much. We have learned so much about the Democratic National Committee, about the so-called Democrat Party, about Hillary Clinton, about her campaign chairman, the corruption, the levels of deceit, the mockery, how she has made it quite clear. Her staff has quoted her in emails as saying she hates everyday Americans, has no use for them. Translate that into the middle class, basically. She despises this country.
Useless eaters.
That's it. There you go.
You shouldn't be surprised because all of the so-called elite despise anyone who isn't in the elite.
Oh, of course.
So that's the norm, Jeff. I mean, Donald Trump is a one-off, and you know, he'll go down in history as, you know, just a passing fad in America after the victory of Hillary Clinton in the election. And
yeah. Well, that's only because the controllers write the history. In reality, if he loses, he'll go down in history as the last chance that we had to save what's left of this country.
No, I mean, he was, you know, he was the roadblock in the way to dropping Cumbria Vieja and wiping out the UK, France, and the Eastern Seaboard, Jeff.
I looked at Vladimir Putin's talk that he gave to the international press after the St. Petersburg conference a couple of months ago, when he said, "What is wrong with you people? What does it take to get you to wake up? We are being dragged and forced toward a major war, and you're not reporting this to the people in your countries." He was really son. It's quite a speech.
You know, my business is psychic warfare, and, you know, now we're moving into World War III. You know, I'm looking forward to getting, you know, lots of employment, because I'm off to, you know, start relocating to China. So, as I say, it's, you know, it's good news for me. We're going into a period of hot war, and of course the ability to influence people's minds, get into the mind of the Pentagon generals, get into the minds of the elite and the senators and the congressmen and Hillary Clinton, she's not going to last long, because I say I'm going to turn her into an aerial Sharon Cabbage. So the vice president will take over, get into his head, control him like Hitler was controlled by Aleister Crowley, to make all the mistakes that lost Germany World War II. America will be making all the mistakes that loses it World War III. And in the process, I'll be putting loads and loads of cash in my pocket. So, you know, it's Hillary Clinton is a wonderful business opportunity for people in the arms industry, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. All the military-industrial complex loves the Clintons, they love the Bushes, they love the Obamas.
Yeah, you know, the ability to influence the minds of the decision makers in wartime will become vital to winning World War III. And of course, I'm in that field, and arguably the best at it. I'm definitely the world's leading expert in the field publicly. So you know, as you can see, moving off to China and relocating is which I'm doing, in, you know, wandering over there in November, is very, very good news. So, you know, we get Hillary elected in November. We're off to war next year, 2017. The UK ceases to exist. 2017, after, you know, Russian installations, aircraft, airfields are all blown to pieces by Hillary Clinton's Pentagon in Syria. We get a nice big hot war to push out the Russians in the Ukraine, and it escalates and escalates, and the Russians decide, you know, they don't like that bit of rock in the Atlantic, and drop it. And that's the end.
We haven't spoken about Cumbria Vieja for quite a while. It's what it is. It's a dormant volcano, just for you folks who don't know, in the Canary Islands. It actually composes most, over half of the island, but two-thirds of it is hanging, basically ready to dive into the ocean. There's an enormous crack along the right-hand third of it, if you can look at it in thirds. It'll take the dome of it down and the rest of it into the Atlantic, and the Atlantic is so deep there that it'll create a look at the imagery. They have videos of this. They've reenacted it in a video computer venue. You can see the tidal wave. It'll go across the Atlantic at the speed of sound, 700 miles an hour. It'll be, I don't know, hundreds of feet tall by the time it hits the east coast of the U.S. It'll go all the way up, and it'll hit Britain. It'll go right up the Thames and eradicate most of the foul Brits. And hopefully Tim will have his kayak ready, and he'll be able to weather the storm.
I'm off to China, Jeff. Brighton will cease to exist. So
anyway, dropping Cumbre Vieja will be the biggest natural event, non-radiological, non-Fukushima, probably in our recorded history.
Yeah, it will define the 21st century, Jeff.
Agreed.
They'll be the world's before the dropping of Cumbre Vieja, and the world after, and they will not match in any shape, form, or function. It'll be a huge natural megacide which will liberate billions of humans their life.
It'll take that heavy millstone off their neck called life.
Exactly. So, as I say, I'm routing, cheering for the corpse Clinton, because she's going to make, she's going to mass produce corpses on a scale that would make Stalin envious.
Well, no argument for me.
We're talking
when she
billions,
gets, she wants that no-fly zone in Syria, and then she's going to shoot down. She'll order the American Air Force to shoot down Russian jets in the no-fly zone. And say, there it goes, ladies and gentlemen. Tim is happier than
that. Then we're off to the races. I'll be rubbing my hands.
Your hands will have blisters from rubbing them with glee.
Yeah, say that's why. I'm off to China in November to, explore relocating permanently. Because, as I say, you don't want to be around the Atlantic once Hillary gets elected. It'll be too choppy, Jeff.
Choppy. Indeed.
And there'll be too much radiation from all of those reactors, which are going to be Fukushima-ing, because they're all on the coast. So it's a fun time. I'm really, really looking forward to the future.
There is another issue. Let's just say that Obama met last Friday with his top so-called foreign policy advisors, a bunch of neocon warmongers. We'll see what they decided. We don't know. There was no announcement made. Of course, logic tells you there wouldn't be an announcement made. However, logic also tells you that if they don't do anything in Syria, they can always order the Kiev regime, the coup that put the American-controlled regime in there, to attack Donbass in the east. They blew up the commander of the DPR, the Donetsk People's Republic. The commander of their military was named Motorola, and they killed Motorola in his hotel with a bomb in the elevator. So that didn't go over too well with the people of the DPR. They have 130,000 troops, if I remember what Russell told me, on the front line. The DPR has about 60 or 70,000 to hold them off. So if the war in Ukraine is given the green light, that will divert everyone's attention immediately from Syria. We'll see what happens. It'll also put a tremendous drain on the Russians, because they have made it quite clear they will not allow the east of Ukraine to fall back into the fascist dictatorship known as Kiev.
Yeah, but remember, the Russians do retaliate. They put cruise missile through the command and control headquarters of Russians in Syria, killing all the U.S., British, French, German, and the rest of, Arab commanders, which made the Pentagon.
They were directing all the terrorists, is what they were doing.
Exactly, but the Russians killed them all. So you can see the Russians are game for war.
Vladimir Putin today said that nuclear weapons have not been taken off the table. They are on the table.
He doesn't need to. He's just drops Cumbre Vieja.
The cleanest way to do it would be to drop Cumbre Vieja. Yes.
Yeah. And
We've talked about that for years.
Once that's done, NATO will be unable to do anything, because luckily they've got all of these lovely refugees, migrants, as the alternative for Deutschland calls them, rats, in Europe, who will detonate race war once the tidal wave hits Western Europe, because the whites hate the blacks and
can't
the
imagine,
Arabs and,
can't
and
imagine
the rest
why.
Of them. And once we lose the police state, which will be erased instantly once the tidal wave hits, then we're going to have race war all across France, race war in Britain, race war in Germany now, thankfully, because they've got those lovely millions of these wonderful, wonderful rats over there. So you can see now why the wetware had to be in place, because once the police state falls, the police will no longer exist because of the anarchy. The army won't be able to control it because of the devastation. Then you've got all of these lovely different races living cheek to jowl in their little
you've seen
class.
The photos of them on these rafts coming across the Mediterranean.
And you can see then race war will break out all across Europe. In America, of course, we've got the blacks hating the whites, the Hispanics hating the blacks, and the whites will actually swap across America because you'll lose your eastern seaboard.
That's
and
right.
It'll be delightful just watching the wetware go on the rampage.
And it will indeed. In Germany, so, by the way, we got another story. Go ahead.
The Russians don't need to expend more than a few tungsten rods from space, and that's the end of the game.
That's what they'll use on Vieja.
Yeah, because it's deniable.
Absolutely.
You know, the tungsten rods
they
come
don't
down.
Exist. Nobody has.
Yeah, they
them.
Come. They come down from orbit. The kinetic shockwave.
It equals a small nuclear. Not a small one. It equals a nuclear blast.
Yeah,
comes down at hypersonic speeds. These are tungsten dart. Looks like a dart, if you will. Glide bomb comes straight down at say 15,000 miles an hour. The impact is awesome.
Yeah, and you just drop it into that crack. Underneath the
Goodbye.
Crack is a water reservoir, and underneath the water reservoir
is magma.
In that crack is magma. So the tungsten rod goes through into the water, down, punches the magma underneath. The water expands rather like a pressure cooker going bang, and that huge chunk of rock drops into the Atlantic, and NATO and the West ceases to exist, and we get Tim Riefat's dream of Chad World, which of course is total race war breaking out across the West.
Yes.
So I'm rubbing my hands with glee, looking at
practically hear them now.
Looking at the Americans running like lemmings to the cliff and jumping off with their support for Hillary Clinton. They haven't realized the consequences
suicide.
Of their vote.
Suicide. They're voting for their own death.
Yeah, well, they're voting for more, you know, to put money in my pocket, because psychic warfare, the ability to control the Pentagon generals and decision makers, will be vital to the Chinese, the Russians, etc. And, of course, getting employed to do my hobby is a dream come true. So Hillary, for me, is, as I say, a way for ascending up the food chain, Jeff.
Well done.
So I won't be crying any tears when Hillary gets elected. I'll in fact be smiling.
I think you already are. The German mayor of a very famous ski resort town, Garmisch-Partenkirchen, is begging. I guess it would be like a county or an area. Anyway, begging the county. He's a city, or she's a city. The German mayor has begged for intervention over the explosive situation caused by a refugee, that word is hilarious, crime wave in the picturesque ski town. Police say refugees, these are blacks, brawl in the streets and vandalize public property in the city, and the residents allege they are responsible for serious sexual assaults. Oh, say it isn't so. Dr. Sigrid Meyerhofer has now written about the massive problems in a letter begging for help from the state of Bavaria politician Maria Elves, who, or someone, maybe it was her, leaked the letter to the press. The mayor has done not enough police. There are hundreds of these blacks occupying the buildings downtown in this little town, and they can't get them out. You're trying to talk to people with 65 IQs and explain to them that raping is not okay, and they say, well, we're Muslim, but they're not Muslim at all. They're just there because they're soldiers and they're available. They're being pushed in. Wetware.
We've got teen gang raped under Eiffel Tower. A teenager was found tied up and gagged after allegedly being gang raped by three men under the Eiffel Tower. We've got another one. Mob attack after wheelchair-bound woman is raped. A mob hurled stones at an asylum center where a wheelchair-bound woman was allegedly raped by up to six migrants. We've got in the papers today that a gang of Muslim Asians have been going around gang raping a girl, and the police were told not to do anything, and her parents took her off to Spain to protect her from being gang raped by, I think it was up to a dozen Asian men. We had all their lovely mugshots in the paper today. And now, of course, we've got Theresa May as Prime Minister. She's cracking down on these Asians, but under Cameron, it was complete protection for the Asian scum that run the industrial raping of little white girls in every British city. Now we've got Theresa May, of course, who's a woman. She's not putting up with it, and they're all getting arrested and convicted. So the atrocities carried out by these rats is, as I say, on a industrial scale. We're not talking about a few thousand rapes. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of rapings by these wonderful,
really
people.
Really, it's
color.
That many? It's hundreds
of
thousands?
Enormous. It is off the scale.
We never hear a word about it over here. Nothing.
In every British city, we've got all of the vulnerable girls from care homes being raped. We've got poor white girls being raped by all of these Muslim men in every city.
And 30% of the Muslim men from Africa are HIV positive. They have AIDS.
That's good, because you know we get nice miscegenated children. If you go around Britain, you'll find there are loads and loads and loads. We're talking millions
half casts all over.
Obamas. So you know, the country's populated by Obamas. They're, everywhere you look, you see all these white women with their Obamas. They're just wandering around with loads and loads of little Obamas or Michaels. So it's wonderful, you know. As I say, the British race, we know it, is now Obamaized.
Abominations everywhere.
But remember, Hillary loves them. They're not deplorables like you, Jeff.
That's right. I don't.
Or me, because you know, I like Donald Trump. But you can see now why. I personally think the only thing you do with Europe is drop Cumbra Vieja and clean the house out.
You really have to clean the house out. It's time to drain the swamp, as Donald Trump said.
Yeah, it is. As I say, Europe is lost. And can you imagine how bad Europe will be 10 years from now?
No, because I can't. It'll be like South Africa, where the whites now occupy the formerly black homes called ghettos.
Yes. And that's we've got the health system in the UK collapsing. You used to be able to see your doctor on the same day. Now it takes 2 weeks, and you've got the secretary in the surgery interrogating you to see whether you can see the doctor, because with all the migrants that have, we've got, what, 3.6 million European migrants. We're not talking about the people of color. We're talking about the scum from Europe that are in the country. All of them parasites, draining the country dry. They say they'll have to build 2-3 schools a day to cope with the number of little Obamites and Europeanites and migrantites that are breeding like rats in the UK. So you can see that Europe is lost, and 50 years from now, it'll be wall-to-wall people of color, and the whites...
Excrement in the streets.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
The whites will be in their poorhouses, run by the Asians, who'll be pimping them out, as we see in South Africa, and it'll be only the rich whites in their armed enclaves that are free from the total breakdown in civil society. So that's coming to Europe, which, you know, as I say, it's a wonderful, wonderful legacy. And thanks to the corpse Clinton, it'll be coming to America slightly later, because, as I say, Europe is...
We still have our guns, so far.
Yeah, I mean, in France, there are no-go areas. Did you see the police being Molotov cocktailed and set on fire?
Yeah.
And we had the Europeans bleating that Donald Trump, saying that there were no-go areas in Europe, was fallacy. Well, no.
Really? Only 57 in Sweden that are admitted.
We see these French policemen burning when they go into these ghetto areas of France. We see the British police told by Cameron not to prosecute Muslims that are industrially raping the little white girls.
Yeah, industrial rape, that's what it is. We got a roll, Tim. Go ahead and wrap it up.
And it's pretty clear now that Hillary, the corpse, Clinton, is going to win the election, and Armageddon's...
Well, the election will be handed to her. She's not going to win anything.
Yeah, but, you know, as I say, the media have never in the history of America...
Never. Probably the Western world.
Yeah, have never sided on one candidate, ignored all of her criminality, and dug up inconsequentials against the other one.
See, truly astonishing.
You can see now that America is doomed, and as I say, if you're on the East Coast, I would advise you to move, because there's a nice big wave coming your way soon.
All right. Okay, Tim. Excellent report. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Take care.